Bourke Urban is working with Mount Barker Council to build a once-in-a-generation town square project in the heart of the growing hills town. The vacant block adjacent to Morfitt and Hutchinson Streets will be transformed in future with a new square and civic centre, an innovation hub, potentially a new library, and will include private businesses in retail, health and accommodation. There have been some mixed responses to the community consultation, so I'm keen to hear what the response is. Kim Bourke from Bourke Urban Investments joins me on the line. Hi, Kim.
Good morning, Jenny and listeners. Great to be with you.
Great to have you with us. So let's, you know, get to the elephant in the room before we talk more about the wonderful opportunities that this project brings. Of the 216 respondents to Council's survey, about 69% gave the plan 1 star out of 5. What do you make of this response?
I guess the first point to make is that the responses were officially to the town square component of the project. We own or control roughly 75% of the whole of the site, and so we also used the opportunity to present to the community for the first time our plans for the master plan and for the balance of the land. And I think a lot of the responses were not just about the town square, but the balance site and the development over what some people would prefer to just be an open space park. And so a lot of the sentiment that's coming out on social media, and I think was, you know, perhaps reflected in that survey, it's hard to tell when people just tick up, you know, a box of 1 to 5.
Yeah.
It was probably related to that, I think.
Right. So are there any useful responses to that or any survey that you've been doing?
Absolutely. A lot of people interested in, you know, what sort of water play there will be for children, fire pits in the square, grassed areas, shelter, security, surveillance, and a place for children and youth to attend and enjoy. So we got some terrific feedback about all of that. And also on this, at our site meetings, we got some really good positive feedback from people and contributions, which all feeds into our future planning.
Yeah, great. So it sounds like people are really keen for that open space opportunity to create a, you know, placemaking, have a community environment, a vibrant economy both day and night, right?
Absolutely, Jenny. And just and the four seasons. This was all presented in a lot of the detail that we put into our expression of interest, but we really hadn't had the opportunity leading up to the consultation about the town square to present our plans, because the process that we had to go through with council under the Local Government Act required a strict probity. So we weren't in a position to talk to anyone about the plans until we were sort of approved as the preferred developer. So our approach now is to continue that discussion with the community. We want to have some workshops and focus groups about placemaking, the detail of the plans now. We want to talk to them about the branding for the project and the naming of the project. None of these things have been locked in stone, and that's where the community have a very significant input going forward.
Do you know much about when that'll be or how people can engage?
Well, we have already, my daughter Olivia's the expert in digital, but she's set up with our team at Bourke Urban website, a specific page or section on the Town Centre Catalyst project, and so people can log into that and make comment. We are going to be having some sessions out at Newnham for people that would like to, you know, proactively get involved in the ongoing contribution of the design and placemaking, as I was talking about. So the door is always open. There have been some negative comments on social media in recent days saying, well, oh, well, Bourke Urban owns most of the site and they're just going to do what they want, you know. And that couldn't be further from the truth. We are very, very keen to have people contribute to understand what their needs are, because at the end of the day, it's a commercial project with very significant capital investment required. We've already spent, you know, $7.5 million to date. So for us, it's about making sure that whatever we do create is attracts people, that is commercially viable with the food and beverage retailing and any commercial spaces we create. We want people to enjoy it. And the last thing we want to do is create something that flies in the face of that. It just commercially makes no sense. So we're genuinely interested in that input, and people can log in now. They can make a time to come and see us at Newnham. Hopefully soon we'll have some activated space on site so that we can start talking to people on site as well.
Bourke Urban Investments Director Kim Bourke is with us. We're talking about the Mount Barker City Centre project. So yes, it's a mix of council and private. So we're looking at maybe some accommodations, a hotel, you know, boutique shopping and stuff like that. So that's sort of more your area, although you're working on the whole thing, right?
Yeah, we've been charged with the responsibility to lead the project from the point of view of commercial development. Council obviously will look after its specific public space, being the town square element, and if a library community facility and community centre is to be placed on the site, it will be on council land. And to start having a look at whether or not that library community facility is viable and appropriate, and a lot of the community response was, you know, do we need a new library?
Mm.
You know,
yeah,
we love our existing library. That was fully understood, fully appreciated. It is a fantastic facility, and nobody's suggesting replacing that, you know, immediately. It's a journey that everyone has to go on to ascertain whether a 21st century new facility to cater for growth is the thing or not.
Mm.
And council is going to take the community along that journey with us, and then we'll see how that evolves.
And are there considerations into the potential traffic implications and parking?
That was another major issue that came through with the opportunity to comment. I guess people used it to discuss, you know, or complain about existing traffic congestion in the town and wider. And that's been fully acknowledged by council and us as an issue, not just for this site. I mean, if we did nothing on this site, there's a lot of the congestion and access issues would still be, you know, significant problems to be resolved. And council's taking on board all of that commentary that will feed into their current traffic management study that they're undertaking. So
yeah, it's a bigger issue, isn't it, for the region?
It's a bigger
generally.
Issue, but it's crucial because for us, you know, we need to make sure that people can have safe and convenient access to the retailing and facilities that will go in there. In terms of our specific site, we have to meet development plan requirements for car parking, which will accommodate on site. But we have agreed to work with council on some of the broader car parking shortfalls and traffic access issues and partner with them in some of the broader planning.
Well, thank you so much. Well, obviously, stay in touch and keep our listeners informed of any opportunities they have to contribute and find out more. Thanks,
yes,
Kim.
Please get onto our website and have an input. We welcome that. It's great.